Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome. This is the Ray Program, the one talk show you got to tune into every single day. Going to help you make better money moves this hour of money power. The yield curve. Have you been watching the yield curve? Don't. I'll tell you why. It may or may not mean anything to you, but nerd heads like me do watch it from time to time. FICO credit scores at an all-time high. Get a chance to talk about that. Bull market heads into fourth quarter at highs but faces hurdles in rising rates and valuations. Of course, last hour I explained all-time highs are usually pretty good for stocks because they are followed not by crashes but new all-time highs. But I start with this. I was tempted at the 7-Eleven to buy a lottery ticket as I saw somebody dressed in dirty blue jeans, looked like he'd been living on the street, but I shouldn't judge, buying a lottery ticket. And then I read the psychology of playing the lottery, wondering why so many people, poor people, play the lottery, and Ben Carlson actually wrote about it just the other day. I mean, so many of us love playing because, I mean, I like to go to Vegas every once in a while. I think I've told the story where my wife lets me have $100. That's it. She gives me $100, checks my pockets and everything else, but she doesn't know is I got a 20 stashed in my wallet hidden. Just in case. And you know, if I, and I don't have the patience to play blackjack anymore, you know, $5 a throw. But I will play like video poker because if you win, you can win a lot. For example, the last time I was there, I won $1,000 on a video poker machine. I got the Royal Flush. Of course, I can count the Royal Flushes I've gotten in the last 50 years on one hand. Nonetheless, here's what Carlson had to say. The lowest income households in the United States on average spend $412 annually on lottery tickets. Four times that of the $105 a year spent by the highest earning households. You actually spend $100 a year on lottery tickets? I don't think I've spent a dollar on one in the last year. And some of the lotteries have been pretty high, as you know. Almost 3 in 10 Americans in the lowest income bracket play the lottery once a week, compared with nearly 2 in 10 who earn more than that. Folks, your chances of winning the lottery are like 1 in 170 million, or some obnoxiously high number. And it's terrible that the lowest income households are spending $35-40 a month. I mean, that's almost $10 a week. That could feed your family for probably a day and a half, 2 days, if you worked hard at it. And you're blowing it because you saw somebody on TV who was destitute or an undocumented alien winning the lottery and winning millions of dollars. Just stupid. He goes on, the reason poor people tend to place a higher value on a lottery ticket than rich people can be explained by the work of Kahneman and Tversky, two famous behavioral finance experts. Everyone's go-to for the study of human irrationality. Their work on prospect theory shows people place a high value on the prospect of a low probability event occurring, assuming the outcome would drastically change their lives. Thus, wealthy people wouldn't experience the relative change as much as a poor person if they won the lottery. It is a waste of time, just like going to Vegas is a waste of time, but not necessarily entertainment energy, to play video poker. My limit is $100. Once it's gone, it's gone. I spent $100 in entertainment. I went to see the Eagles last Saturday night. And, of course, I had a wonderful time. It was great entertainment. It cost me over $100. It was money well spent. Sometimes playing video poker into the wee hours of the night on $100 is entertainment for me. My wife's asleep. I don't go to bed as early as her. I stay up. I can watch news and get depressed. Or I can sit down and blow my $100 on something that's darn entertaining to me. Every once in a while, like the last time I was in Vegas, I come out ahead. Not much, because I still blew a bunch of other money on other stuff. But those were like meals and having fun, going to movies and stuff like that. So I'm not beating anybody up. I am just suggesting to you that when you play the lottery and you go into 7-Eleven and give them $5 for 5 lottery tickets, you just blew $5. All right, let's talk about the yield curve, something we don't discuss very much on this program. When we look at the difference between the 2-year and the 10-year Treasury bond, there's currently just 21 basis points. That's less than 0.25%. Now, here's what you need to know about that. When short-term bonds pay more, now they're not paying more, but it's getting close, than longer-term ones, it's usually a signal that economic growth is peaking and that a recession is on the horizon. Make no mistake about it, I am not predicting that. An inverted yield curve doesn't cause a recession. But it does, however, provide a strong reminder that economic cycles and bull markets don't last forever. This bull market is going on now for over 9.5 years. It is the longest bull market on record, depending on how you count the numbers. The flattening yield curve may not be as good a leading indicator of the economy as it has been in the past. While economists and market analysts never liked this, this time it's different argument, the post-financial crisis environment is clearly unlike previous cycles. Boy, you can say that again. When was the last time you saw unemployment at 3.9, GDP at 4.2, and corporate profits up 29% in prior quarter? The curve is suggesting that long-term growth will slow, but it's sending a weaker signal about the economy than it has in the past, according to Morgan Stanley. For one thing, the $4 trillion-plus portfolio of long-term bonds the Fed is holding is still depressing long-term bond yields. Remember all that quantitative easing? When the Fed now paring back its portfolio by reinvesting less of the proceeds of maturing bonds, the premium reduction has likely fallen to about 40 basis points. If you adjust for quantitative easing and its effect on near-term premium, things start to look more normal. So should you panic about the inverted yield curve? Not if you have a strategy like the one I will share with you when we come back from the break. It'll make it all understandable how you should be dealing with your money right now, today, in this environment. Don't go away. Good stuff. Next.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
All right, we're back in action here on the Ray Program. 844-RAY, show if you want to chat. A little best to email me. I do have a few emails standing by. In fact, before the break, I told you I was going to share a strategy with you. You've heard it before, but I got thinking about it when Eric emailed me. So even though this isn't an email segment, I want to address Eric's question. His question gave me the impetus to talk about this. I've discussed it before. Eric asks, why are you conservative? He had an expletive, but I won't use it. 15 years of safe money would have cost you a ton over the past 15 years. Well, maybe, maybe not, Eric. Remember, you know, my job isn't to make you rich on this program. My job more so is to keep you from going poor, going broke, and to give you a sane strategy that you will stick to. Because your brain, Eric, is hardwired to screw you over when the markets start doing stuff you never expected. You will make the wrong moves at the wrong time if you trust yourself. Because we have this, you know, fight or flight mechanism where when we get scared, we get really scared. And we make moves that are disadvantageous to our long-term financial security. This is why I've said for years, you need a plan, you need it in writing, and you need an advisor to talk you off the ledge when you're expecting he or she to work miracles, number one, or he or she to have anticipated the black swan event that only comes once in 100 years, but in one decade, it came twice. Go figure. Because stuff happens. So the way that I have had to address this in my many years when I was in this industry helping real live people with real live money, and by the way, it is one heck of a lot different when you're dealing with somebody's financial future in the palm of your hands than when you're writing about it. One of my acquaintances over the years is a financial writer. And I have had ongoing discussions with him over the years about this. Try sitting in my seat, pal, before you're critical of financial advisors getting paid 1% or whatever they get paid to, quote, manage money. It's not about managing the money, as I've said 1,000 times. It's about managing the behavior. And it's worth way more than the 1% that's charged. And incidentally, that has now been proved by several studies, which you've heard me discuss. The most recent one from BlackRock, the largest money manager, I believe, in the world. BlackRock says last year it was worth 4.08%. So they charged you 1%, but you made an extra 4%? Oh, it doesn't happen on an annual basis. You get the point. But it does have to do with all of the aspects of financial and retirement planning, including locating assets, withdrawal strategies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But perhaps the most important of all is having the right strategy in place so that you can stay the course with whatever philosophy you and your advisor adhere to. Indexing, ETFs, actively managed. And I hearken back to a January 13, 2016 study titled, Should Equity Return Assumptions in Retirement Projections Be Reduced for Today's High Shiller CAPE Valuation? All right, it's a mouthful. And I don't expect you to go read it, but if you do, you will understand exactly what I'm about to say. It was done by Michael Kitsis, a researcher and financial advisor at Pinnacle, I think is his company. Quote, the sustainability of retirement cash flow from a portfolio depends in no small part on the returns generated by that portfolio. In particular, the real returns, given the pernicious impact of inflation over a multi-decade retirement. In today's high valuation environment, many retirement projections are being done with reduced long-term return assumptions, with the caveat that while many advisors agree on the need to project lower returns, there is little agreement on how much lower it should be. Correct? I think you need to adjust your returns lower. But how much lower and for how long? He answers that question. A look at the available market data suggests that realistically it would be appropriate to reduce equity return assumptions by about 1% per year over the next 30 years to reflect the current valuation environment. In other words, markets are not only at record highs, but valuations are at record highs. So why isn't the return assumption over 30 years more than just 1%? He goes on, in point of fact, though it turns out that market valuation is even more predictive of 15-year returns, and that today's high P/E ratios imply that between now and 2030, market returns could be as reduced by as much as 400 basis points. On the other hand, because market valuations tend to move in cycles, this also implies that in the 20s and 30s and 40s, market returns could be as much as 400 basis points above long-term average as well. Wow. I know this may not make much sense to you, but to me, it makes perfect sense. Allow me in the 30 or 45 seconds I have left in this segment to summarize. We don't know what returns are going to be, but whatever they are, they will experience 15-year cycles at some point that far underperform their historical averages. But those dismal 15-year cycles will be followed by 15-year cycles that are significant outperformers. And when you add the two together over a 30-year period, the difference is only about 1%. That's it. 1%. But there's strategy you need to know about And I'll get to that when we come back on the Radio Cure Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app. Biz Talk Radio.
The CAP ratio, the cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio that everybody seems to talk about, from Robert Shiller, the Nobel laureate from Yale, is supposed to predict market returns, which it does a pretty good job of over very long time periods, not very good over shorter time periods, is trading even higher than when Michael Kitsis wrote, "Should equity return assumptions in retirement projections be reduced for today's higher Shiller CAPE valuation?" When he wrote this back in 2016, the Shiller ratio was about 26. What Shiller does, by the way, with the price-to-earnings ratio, is he looks at it averaged out over a 10-year period for smoothing purposes. Right now, it's like 32. Record highs. Valuations through the ceiling. But that doesn't necessarily mean a crash. And what Kitsis did in this study is he looked at long-term inflation-adjusted returns. And he determined with phenomenal research that there really are, there are 15-year cycles where markets could either underperform, but if they do, they're always followed by overperformance. Here's what he said. Rolling 15-year real returns on equities, segmented by whether the starting valuation was high, low, or in the middle, while over 30 years, market valuation suggests that the long-term return should only be changed by about 100 basis points above or below the overall average. On a 15-year basis, low valuation environments have an average real rate of return, that's after inflation, of 10.4%, while high valuation environments averaged only 1.9%. Wow. That's significant, because what that's telling us is, based on where valuations are right now, you are likely to not have a very good next 15 years. He goes on. What the chart, and he's alluding to a chart here, reveals is that bad 15-year returns in the market tend to be followed by good 15-year returns. The lines move in nearly perfect opposition to each other. Thus, there's actually a 0.67 correlation between market valuation and subsequent 15-year returns, but there's also an inverse minus 0.32 correlation between market valuation and the 15-year lagged 15-year returns that follow. Interpretation, please. Sure, of course. If you plotted a chart of 15-year returns, you would see something that goes up for 15 years, down for 15 years, up for the next 15 years, and down. If you took the same chart returns, lagged by 15 years, and put them on the same graph, you would see the exact opposite. Down for 15 years, and then up for 15 years. Down for 15 years, and then up for 15 years. Why is that important? Because when we've been talking over the years about buying and holding on for dear life, which is the criticism of so many pundits on radio and TV shows and articles, they call it buy and hope. That is now proven as pure BS. Because strategy literally solves the problem. So, for example, as I talked about on a prior show, if you designed a strategy in retirement where you had secured 15 years worth of your income need the day you started retirement, then the following 15 years, even if you were fully invested in stocks at that point, something that would be sacrilegious to the asset allocators, sacrilegious to the finance professors who preach diversification. But if you are diversified with enough safe money from the get-go, then here's what they say. You might underperform the market for the next 15 years. Remember what they said. You could only earn, say, 1.9% after inflation on your equities during a really, really bad 15-year period of time. But it would be followed by 10.4% returns over the next 15 years. So when the emailer, Eric, said, "Why am I being so conservative?" Eric, I'm talking about you. And if you are approaching retirement today, I am suggesting that between your Social Security and your pensions and your safe money, you have enough of it to get you through a 15-year cycle where your equities may only earn 1.9%. Because if you had a diversified portfolio of 50% stock and 50% bond, and your equities earned 1.9% after inflation, and your bonds earned 0% after inflation, or 1% after inflation, between the two of them, you're sitting on 1.5% to 2% returns, inflation adjusted, while you're taking a 4% distribution. You're spending twice as much money as you're earning. But if you could sanitize enough safe money to produce income, and the way that I would do that, and again, I'll go through it for your million-dollar portfolio, but it doesn't matter. If you were focused on taking $40,000 per year out of your million-dollar portfolio, for me, I would have 20 or 25% of that money in some kind of an annuity that, based on market performance, would give you some inflation protection. So there's $250,000 of the annuity or annuitized income. Right next to that, I'd probably put another 25% or $250,000 into something that would generate income that's not correlated to the stock or bond markets. Let's look at real estate. Even if you bought all cash real estate back in 1966 or 73, you still were able to draw about a 6% starting yield, and that 6% would have likely doubled or close to doubled over the next 10 or 15 years. And the value of your real estate would have certainly doubled during those times back then. Again, this is all hypothetical. Not talking about real life. But I've just spent 500,000 of your million. But what I've gotten from that is about three quarters of the income that you need. Which means for the next 15 years, I can take safe money. I mean, let's see. If I needed 10 grand a year for the next 15 years at a couple of percent, that's about 125,000. That leaves me 375,000 I can leave in the stock market. When we come back from the break, I'm going to assume the worst happens over the next 15 years. And then I'll explain to you why this strategy, I think, is one of the best things you can do with your money. Please stay tuned. Also, I'll get to the rest of the emails right after. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
To the Ray Lucia Show. I've been talking today about strategy and the Michael Kitsis study that I've talked about before. Should equity return assumptions in retirement projections be reduced for today's high Shiller CAPE valuation? And it's here to help you and your advisor kind of rethink a lot of the computer program calculators, financial calculators online, etc., because they're kind of feeding you bogus information most of the time. Because the markets don't go up at 10.3 or 9.6% every single year. And as we learned from Kitsis, after inflation, you could go from the worst 1.9% inflation-adjusted returns during a 15-year horrible cycle to 10.9% 15-year after inflation good cycle. So if you assumed on the day you retired you were going to hit one of the worst cycles and only earn 1.9%, that could be very devastating. But as you well know, we talk about diversification and we talk about annuitization. And in the strategy I discussed before the break, I suggested that one might consider, obviously with their advisor, annuitizing about a quarter of their portfolio. Not because I love annuities, it's because I love the research that has directed me toward making that sort of a recommendation. And it's not just one research paper. There's probably 100. And while economists can disagree on a lot of things, they don't. They're in unanimous consent on that one. Now, something that is one of my personal favorites is to own some cash-flowing real estate, which is challenging today, I know that. But there will be times when it's not as challenging, and if you look long and hard, you may be able to find something that'll produce a 6% cash on cash return, maybe 5. That's kind of the lowest I would go, but that's up to you. But real estate gives you the ability to generate an income that's not tied necessarily to the bond market. And if it is tied to higher interest rates and inflation, usually rents are going up, so it's non-correlative. And on this hypothetical $1 million portfolio, if I put 50% of my money into those two forms of annuitized and semi-annuitized income, and I took another 12% or 15% of my money, and I put it in cash, T-bills, etc., I should be able to produce 15 years worth of relatively safe and stable income. And as Kitsis pointed out, if you timed it on the worst day to retire and you hit the worst 15-year period, cycling back to 1800 and something, you would still earn over 15 years about 1.9% rolling 15-year worst periods after inflation. But that next 15-year period would be followed by 10.9% after inflation. So in this hypothetical scenario I just laid out, if you timed it the worst and only earned the 1.9% after inflation, and you had about $375,000 left of the $1 million that ended up in the stock market, and you only got 1.9% plus inflation of 2 or 3%, you'd have about $750,000 in the market at the end of 15 years. Not good. Of course, your real estate would be worth about, you know, $300,000 at a couple of percent inflation. And the annuity would still be spewing out, say, $15,000 of income. But 15 years from now, you'd need about $60,000 to spend, not 40. Need 50% more money. Where's it going to come from? Well, you'd still get, you know, $15,000 or so from the annuity contract. Your real estate, which may have paid you $15,000 to start, is likely to have higher rents. So that would be about $20,000. What is that? $35,000. I need $60,000. Okay, I got to drain $25,000 from a $750,000 portfolio. I don't know. That's potentially reasonable, but it's certainly reasonable if the portfolio is doing 10.9% plus 3% for inflation. That's almost 14%. So if I were to take my $25,000 out, which, you know, is a reasonable number when you're making 14%, by the following year, my $750,000 is worth $850,000. And by the following year, it's worth almost $950,000 because the market's on fire. Now, again, I'm doing this to make a point. It's an obtuse example of the worst and best cases, which probably is not going to happen to you. You're going to be somewhere in the middle. But if Kitsis's work is accurate, and I believe it to be dead on, if you follow that sort of strategy, Eric, where you have 15 years worth of your income needs sanitized, then even if you didn't have some super whiz-bang rebalancing strategy along the way, you're going to be just fine. But it also says to advisors and to individuals, the retirement calculators that are being used today do not give you the whole story. So you need to adjust your retirement withdrawal strategy to worst and best case scenarios, more likely worst case scenarios, because you're not lucky enough to have the best. But with your luck or mine, it is likely that we'll end up with the worst. I'm sorry I didn't get to the other emails. I ran out of time. But this is so, so important. Today, you need to pick up the phone and talk to your financial planner, your advisor, your CFP, whomever that may be, your CPA, and ask them if the strategy that you're in hopes for the best but plans for the worst. And is your portfolio segmented such that you could draw safe money for the next 15 years if you're on the precipice of retirement? I'm out of time. Well, make it a great day, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
Ooh. You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.